Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
The one and only Adam Schefter joining us on the Fireball Hotline. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Stink. Hope everybody is well with you, your families, and the city of Denver. And nice to be with you for another season.
Yeah, it's great to be with you as well. I want to start off with football and obviously what's going on right now. Training camps are starting. No bubble. We've seen the bubble just really work in the NBA. We've seen it work with hockey. We've seen it work with Australian rules football. And we've seen a little bit of a mess early with baseball. What's football learning from baseball, and how are they going to adjust as the season rolls on?
Well, what I would say to that, Stink, is this. I think what you learn from baseball is that the show goes on no matter what. And I think football proved during free agency that it was going to have free agency, didn't care that there was a pandemic, there were people dying, there was a draft, and there were many people who thought the draft shouldn't go on, myself included, and the league said, too bad, we're going to do it, and they were right, and they pulled it off. And I think that while some people are concerned about the season, and there are people wondering if baseball would get shut down, I think the NFL has seen what baseball is doing, and you know what? The Cardinals lose 12 players, whatever it is, the Marlins lose 12 players, whatever it is, next man up, we're going on. And I think that's how football is going to be this year. Now, I could be wrong. There could be some sort of tragic circumstances, some sort of outbreak that changes the dynamics of that. That always could happen. But I think if things stay the way they are right now, and let's just say Team X loses three linebackers day before the game, can't play. Okay, we're not playing that game. The rest of the games are going on. We'll adjust the playoffs to winning percentage or whatever they have to do to get it done. But I think football is moving forward. And I think football is determined to play. And you watch what happened in baseball. I think the lesson you learn from baseball, aside from the fact that players have to be disciplined and careful, is that we're going to soldier on. That's how it's going to be. And football's done its own good job in my mind of, look, I know there are players opting out, and I can never begrudge anybody that. I've got a wife who's a type 1 diabetic. I understand the desire and want to stay home. I've been doing that basically since the first week of March. But I would also say that for the people I know who are working in these football buildings, I think that they feel very safe. I know they feel very safe from having spoken to them, because you're tested regularly. Your temperature's taken when you walk in. You know, we're having the debate about whether to send our 11-year-old daughter back to school. And one basic thing that I can't understand is why the school wouldn't have somebody stationed at the door shooting their temperature right when they walk in. And anybody that's got over 100 or whatever it is doesn't get to go to school that day. Pretty simple thing in my mind. And football's got all that and more. So if you're going to report to work at a football training facility in this day and age, you're going to fill out a questionnaire every day. You're going to get your blood test a lot of times. You're going to get your temperature taken. Everybody that's in there is going to have that. They're cleaning the facility 2-3 times a day. Like, to me, you couldn't be in a much safer environment. Now, what happens when they get away from it? That's where it gets interesting. And that's where it's incumbent upon the players to be disciplined. And Stink, can you imagine back in the day being in your offensive line room and some young guy, you didn't have a letter. Tom Nalen comes in, and it's not Tom's personality, but Tom was out the night before at a club, you know, with a woman, who knows? And he's coming to that meeting room with all the veterans where you guys are married and have kids. There would be some tension in that room. And so leadership in the NFL, I think, takes on a different form this year. And responsibility takes on a different form. And discipline takes on a different form. And there's just a whole lot. But I think as we currently stand, I think football is determined to go on. It's planning to go on. It's going to go on, short of something calamitous. And we'll see how it shakes out.
Adam, was the possibility of a bubble ever realistic for the NFL?
Well, Mike, what I would say is that they sort of have their own virtual bubble now. I mean, these guys are going to the facilities of their home doing virtual meetings, and they're doing what they can. I don't know that you can ask guys, I mean, maybe you can, to check into a bubble and, you know, you pick Flagstaff, Arizona in August and stay there from August through January. Like, it's a long time. Basketball is doing it, what, July through September, basically? 3 months? 3.5 months? Football's a little longer, a lot more people. And so I think what football's done is sort of erect its own virtual bubbles. Like I said, you're going to that facility. Temperature's taken. COVID test administered. Questionnaires filled out. Buildings cleaned. You're not going to be able to stop everything, but you're going to limit the spread of the virus, and you're going to keep your fingers crossed, hope that everybody does the right thing, and hope for the best.
Can you
believe, like, we're on August 6th, and instead of talking about, like, who's going to step up and be the Broncos' number one wide receiver, we're thinking about, like, blood tests and viruses and temperature. It's unbelievable where we are. Just unbelievable to me.
It really is. The other thing that is unbelievable to me, Adam, is that we're not going to play a preseason game. And, you know, I mean, I get from a safety standpoint, I understand why they're doing it, but, I mean, I have to think that teams that have continuity, teams that have been together, the Kansas City Chiefs, the New Orleans Saints, I've got to think that these teams have a decided advantage because they've been in a system forever with the same coach, the same quarterback. Yeah. They feel really confident. I mean, how much of an advantage in your mind have you talked to people who have talked about the advantage of teams that have continuity?
Well, what's interesting is you wonder, in a league that changes on average 6.8 head coaches per year, you wonder if certain teams would have made changes knowing that the pandemic was coming, right? I don't know that Dallas, if you had told Jerry Jones on February 1st, hey, pandemic coming, going to alter the shape and scope of the world, you want to make a change now? I don't know that he would have gotten rid of Jason Garrett at that point in time. I don't know. And you look at that division, for example, the Redskins, or the Washington football team, excuse me, the Cowboys and the Giants all changed their coaches. The Eagles have the same coaching staff back, and if their head coach tested positive for COVID, he's home. So there's a lot of uncertainty in that division. But, stability is important. I think it means something. It's hard to say exactly how much. You know, I still think, you know, good players are going to go out and make big plays, and whether it's for a new coach or an old coach or an organization that's been run with continuity or one that's been run with instability. So, we'll see. I certainly would rather have an incumbent head coach, but a lot of questions.
There is a sense, and we're busy with Adam Schefter, there is a sense that the Broncos really, you know, won the off season, that they're one of those teams that made huge strides, and boy, the future looks bright. Mm-hmm. Look at all this offensive talent they've amassed. Yep. Look at all this speed. Drew Locke is the next big thing. Do you share that kind of optimism?
Well, I would say two things. Number one, I'm encouraged by what I've seen from Drew Locke, and I think he's on the right trajectory, I don't know that he still can do it. I mean, hopefully he can for their sake. I want to see him do it. The signs are encouraging. But I'm not going to say on the base of, what, 5 games last year that, oh, boy, they found their quarterback. They may have found their quarterback. It looks like they're onto something. But I think we need a bigger body of work before we're declaring that Drew Locke is automatically that guy. Right? Encouraging signs. Absolutely. But need to see more. I think that's fair and reasonable. And the other thing I would say, and this will speak right to Stink's heart, is, yeah, you've got all those great wide receivers and strong backfield and Vic Fangio can coach it. But what about the guys up front? Is Stink coming out of retirement here anytime soon? Is he bringing back his friend Gary Zimmerman, Brian Habib? Are they coming back too? Or are these guys going to be able to hold up and give Drew Locke the time he needs and open the holes that Melvin Gordon and Phillip Lindsay need? Are they doing that? Are they good enough to do? You tell me, Stink.
No.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Let me move on. Vic Fangio in his second year. You've followed this league forever. You've got a relationship with coaches. What needs to be different? What needs to change, if anything, for Vic from year one to year two? And what have you seen in the past that have helped coaches as they go through this transition? Because I think it's really tough to be coordinator forever, and then all of a sudden you're the head coach. There's a difference there.
Well, and there's a difference there, and then there's a difference, which no one knows how it's going to go, to coaching at a time like this.
Right.
Where training camp isn't training camp, and the season's not going to be the season, and players are opting out, and you're patchworking things together. I mean, there are a lot of questions. So every coach is going to react differently. I don't know. I would think that in the second system, Vic would be smarter. The team would be wiser about what he wants. He knows what they need. Everybody would be better off in that second year. That's what you want to think and like to believe. And Vic has been around this game forever. It's his life, and he knows how to do it. So I just think everybody should be better for it. But we are in a time that is unprecedented, and I just can't. I don't know. Nobody knows how that's going to shake out.
All right, Adam, we look forward to doing this each and every week with you. Good to have you back. And I got to ask you, because the lettuce, hair.
Glorious.
Mark loves his hair. He's got great hair. So he's an expert on it. And he was commenting earlier about what great volume you have, great luster to your hair right now. When was the last time you had your hair cut?
Well, what happened was, obviously, during the pandemic, I got it trimmed three times by my son, and we didn't touch the top. Like, I'm not going to trust him to give me a haircut, you know, my 20-year-old son. So he just would take a razor and shave around the sides. And then my barber opened up, I would say, about a month ago. And I'm like, you know what? Just clean it up. Let's leave it long. If I'm fortunate enough to have this hair at the age of 53, let's keep the hair at 53.
Yeah, yeah.
And some people have commented that it makes me look thinner, younger. I don't know. I've heard some of that stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I don't love it as much longer, but if I've got it, I'm going to wear it. And so I got it cut about 2 weeks ago. But when I get it cut now, I used to get it. We're getting really personal. This is probably TMI. But I used to get it cut once a week. I would get it cleaned up. I'd get it cut before I go to Bristol for the weekend. And, I'd be nice and clean shaven here. But I'm on a different schedule. I don't care as much. And it's definitely longer, and when I go in, I don't have them really touch the top other than to, like, just clean it up. So there's definitely more, to steal Stink's word, luster on top.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's, you know what? Honestly, I'm just in the I don't care phase. Like, yeah. I don't really care what it looks like, and that's the way it is.
I like it. It's Kuiper-esque, actually.
Yeah, I've learned something, though. I've learned something here. The more volume, because I keep mine fairly short, the more volume, if that would make me look thinner, then I could avoid this diet that I've been threatening to go on for 2 years. I'll just get bigger hair, and then it makes my face and cheeks look skinnier.
In other words, grow longer hair, eat all the cookies you want.
Yes.
I mean, it's kind of a good trade-off.
Sounds like a plan to me.
I like it.
Adam, thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
Guys, have a great day. We'll talk next week.
Adam Schefter, join us on the Fireball Hotline. And Adam will be brought to us each and every week, courtesy of your Colorado Mercedes-Benz dealers.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.